It's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I have a good one for you today because your boss most likely is about to quit. And there is so much to cover in the economy right now. So please, as usual, take a second, hit the like button, subscribe to this channel. And today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, and I'll talk about them in a second. First things first, guys. Every year they keep track of CEOs of large companies, large employees, large sales that quit. And in 2024, we had a record year for CEOs to step down. We had over 2,000 right now CEOs that have stepped down. As of the end of November, it was 1,941. And since that time, we've had more executives step down to where it's over 2,000. Now, this surpassed last year, which was 1,794 CEOs that stepped down. And the year before that, 1,691. Now, you can sit there and say, who cares? The boss sucks. It's overpaid. You know, doesn't deserve his money. Exactly. The point is that all these companies are having so many problems right now. And we just got news that there was a Sunday filing for the Container Store, which, guys, the writing was on the wall for that for a while. You'd see a lot of companies that are barely hanging on. But again, to file bankruptcy during the holiday season and this shopping season online, they're killing it. That's why the Amazon strike has hurt so badly, because people didn't expect to, you know, have that happen. And it came here to California. There's areas in California where they're refusing to deliver packages. And what we've done in our household, because everybody uses my house as the destination to get everything delivered, we've sat down and determine everything everybody ordered. We have everything right now. Don't order anything else to add to this. So it's all done. Okay. Now, the thing about this leading industry where people are stepping down, healthcare, technology is second. There is an amazing report that was done by a company, and it breaks down the industries and where these people left from. And again, guys, it's all the problem industries. That's what this is. It's not, you know, companies that are doing well. It's health and leisure, you know, recreational vehicle companies. You know, I could talk about so many things that are shocking right now. When you have snowmobile companies, when you have outdoor vehicles that travel through the snow, tractors and four-wheelers and things like that that are designed for fun and nobody's buying them, it's a problem, guys. But people don't have an extra $19,000. It is shocking what some of that stuff sells for, by the way. Have you guys ever looked at that? Man, a snowmobile is not cheap. I mean, you can spend 25 grand on a snowmobile like nothing flat. So there's that. Now, the next thing is Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I mean, these guys, it's funny, talking about an industry or a company that may be out of business in the course of, you know, the new administration, the next 30 days, these guys could be disbanded. Well, since Friday of last week, there's been three lawsuits filed. You know, the banks I talked about in last video, the Walmart video setting up fintech accounts for people that weren't supposed to be set up. And now the latest thing with Rocket Mortgage. And the thing about this is that think about this. One thing that the lawsuit was filed with the National Association of Realtors was very simple, where you have people that went out that were agents, real estate agents, and they went out and they set up steering programs where they would sit there and make people go to houses that paid higher commissions. That was one of the problems with those lawsuits. Now, every time I mention this, I get realtors that talk about how unfair it is and how it's lost. I talked to a realtor this week who, you know, I refused to sign anything to go look at this house. And you have to sign something if you want to walk inside the open house. In hell, I won't have my attorney call you. So the attorney's going to call you. He's going to set up the meeting. Then I'm going to walk through it. Okay. So, okay, you can do it that way. But I guess I could just unlock the door and let you walk through the place too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And save us both a hassle. Well, we don't want to get sued for this stuff now. It's crazy, 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 crazy. Rocket Mortgage has been accused of steering lenders to Rocket. and giving things like $250 gift cards as an incentive. And if you think, oh, that's no big deal to ride a loan, it's a huge deal, guys. If you are riding a loan for $400,000, which is nothing, which is not uncommon, not a big loan, it's just a standard home loan, and you're getting $250 gift cards from Rocket, who are you going to call? And the thing about this is that Rocket talked about how they expected people to come to them. I'm telling you guys, that's illegal, first of all. And you cannot add incentives to dissuade people from doing certain business practices. So they called it a kickback. And, it's just inducements to the brokers. And, it was crazy. $250 gift cards to agents making the most referrals back to the favored partners. You know, things like that. See, like certain things that are incentives and, hey, we're going to have a contest this month to see who can write the most loans. That's one thing. But when you steer people away from it, that's where you have a problem, guys. So it's a beautiful morning out here. Yeah. So let me know what you think so far. And again, do you care about your boss quitting? The problem with this is that people have zero respect for leadership right now. And with that, you're going to see more and more of these issues where you're going to see more and more industries fail and more companies fail. Mark my words on that one. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. One thing that most people don't know about is there's a thing called data brokers. And data brokers harvest our personal information all the time and sell it. Well, one thing that you can do to eliminate that is you can sign up for a fantastic service called Delete Me. Once you sign up for it, they will go to work on eliminating everything from your name, your address, your emails, your phone numbers, all this personal information that we don't want shared out there. They're fantastic at eliminating. If you use the code IALLEGEDLY, you will save 20% off their regular price. The service is amazing. I've been using it, and once you sign up, 7 days after you sign up, they send you a report of everything that they've eliminated. And it's ongoing. It's absolutely a fantastic service. But let's face it, guys, you don't want your personal information out there. You can eliminate it. You can have privacy and bring it back in your life. Get rid of, things like your home's value. Like I said, your email address. All your personal information can be eliminated with this one source. It's fantastic. Try Delete Me today. Use the link below and save 20% off their regular price. If you don't, want to use that, you can also use this QR code, take a picture of it, and you can sign up directly from there. It's fantastic, very easy to use, but check out Delete Me today and save 20%. Wow. Here is something I know a lot about, and that is people go out and buy alternative energy like solar, and they think, oh, I've got 4 solar panels on my roof, and my bill is $19 a month. I never have to worry about that. Well, what they do generally is they do an estimated amount on your bill. And Mary Graziano is a woman that lives in New Jersey. And she moved into her apartment, keyword apartment, guys, in 2018. Well, she woke up at the end of last month and had a deduction out of her checking account for $20,400 out of her checking account. Ouch. Well, this has got to be a mistake because she has, pay with direct debit from her checking account. And what they said was, wait a second, we finally did an actual reading on your meter and determined that we've been underbilling you this entire time. So you owe us $20,400. Ouch. Okay. Well, which is insane. Now, she says, I'm a teacher. I can't afford this. Now, again, guys, if you have this estimated billing, do not rely on the power company because they're a den of thieves. And, good old PSE&G, which is a public service enterprise group, this poor teacher doesn't have 20 grand life savings taken out of her checking account to pay the electric bill for an apartment, guys. So the thing about solar that people don't get, and I'll tell you guys this, is that you go out and you put solar panels on your roof of your house, and then they do what they call net metering at the end of the year, where they actually determine how much energy that you used compared to what was generated. And they go, okay, well, let's see, you generated so many kilowatts and the price of that is X, and you generated, you know, you used this much, so you owe us $13,000. Now, I have seen this happen time and again. And since I started this channel, I've seen it happen a lot where people go out and they are just dead broke, or they have a disabled son or somebody that's sick that has to rely on the, you know, energy equipment, oxygen machines, things like that. My girlfriend, when she was dying in the house, we had that. That's expensive, guys. But what they do is they sit there and they say, listen, if you get solar, it's going to be free. You're never going to pay that again. Oh my God, what a break. And time and again, people at the end of the year would get hit with these massive bills. Now, poor Mary, she got hit with 5 years of bills with this. So that's terrible. Step forward, guys. Make sure it's accurate. Take your credit card and checking account off of things like that. Don't do that if you can avoid it, because when they make mistakes, they're in their favor. They're not in your favor. They don't sit there and go, hey, we overcharged you, Mary, by $19,000. Here's your money back. They're never going to do that. Remember that. Now, one thing that is disturbing right now is that the lines for food banks are at an all-time high right now. Wait, the economy is so good. Everybody's doing well right now, but people need a free meal right now. That is horrible right now. There's a great article, but when I have driven by the food banks that I know of here in Orange County, it is disturbing how bad the lines are right now. And during the holidays, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, they extend the hours of these places, and it is terrible. And one place that we talk a lot about is Joseph Dream House, and Fran Glover runs this place. And I'm telling you guys, if you want to do something nice for somebody for Christmas, give them a meal. And one thing that Fran does is Fran prepares meals for people that are hurting. And she doesn't cook the meals. They prepare the food and the people can cook the meals themselves. She doesn't need money. I mean, she needs money, not food. And they buy the food and they put it together. Fran has got a, you know, has a culinary degree and has a great way of putting together a quality meal. So I'll leave the link below for Joseph Dream House. And if you want to do something nice for this holiday season, because she reached out yesterday and said, Dan, it's just so bad. And the thing about this that is pissing me off really bad is that they're not feeding the veterans. And you have people that are not from this country that are getting put at the top of the list. And Fran is like, Dan, I've got to feed these people. And I just have so many people that I'm turning away right now. So anything you can do would be greatly appreciated. And just remember this, guys. Yeah, the malls are busy, Dan. People are shopping. South Carolina is fantastic. I'm all the stuff that everybody writes me. There are people out there that are hurting. A kind word, a thank you, a please. Just be kind to everybody right now, because you don't know what people have, you know, what's going on in their lives and how bad it could be for them. So remember that. This is going to be a familiar theme that I will talk about a lot in 2025, and that is, will they lower interest rates? Well, if you read these two articles that are attached, one says, oh, there's going to be aggressive 4 rate cuts in 2025. And then you got Jerome Powell's thing of like, hey, if inflation persists, you know, we're going to not have any rate cuts. So here's the thing. I like to look at people like Dave Ramsey. When he said that you could see mortgage rates in the sixes, that's what people need to get used to. But man, oh man, is this going to clobber everything? Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. So, you know, it is very interesting right now, because when you see all these retailers exiting, Nordstrom's just announced that they're going to take the company private for over $4 billion. A very wealthy family out of Mexico is going to buy the Nordstrom's chain. And I think it couldn't be at a better time, because I think that I don't care who you are, you're not doing well. You know, we talked about how the high-end retailers like Saks and Gucci and all those other brands like that, Neiman Marcus, are not doing well right now. And they're trying to get Cartier, Tiffany, I could go on and on and on. They're trying to get cheaper items to get people in the store, and the cheaper items were $500. So thing I like about Nordstrom's is just the quality, but they want to take that company private now. So, brand new law that goes into effect January 1st here in California. If you are getting evicted, you normally would have 5 days to respond to your eviction. Not anymore, you have 10 days, which is a lot of time, guys. It really does add quite a bit to that. And it's very interesting that people are complaining about this. Plus, the other thing that has passed here in California is you can only raise the rent so much. Now, here's the thing. If I'm living there, you can only raise the rent so much. If I leave, they can raise 10 grand a month if they want to. And that's where people are kind of encouraged to get out. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But I just think that when you look at overall the global economy, with all the bankruptcies, with the shuttering, with the bosses quitting, I mean, this is a very, very interesting time right now. And one thing that's funny, it's not, this isn't funny. One thing that's very interesting is there's a woman that, Loria Lamont, who lives here in California, and she had housing based on her income and found out that she made more money. And they said, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to have low rental housing for you. And there are no starter homes. There are no such thing as a starter home. And people want to have something that's affordable. What is that? What's affordable housing? And the thing about this is when you live in an area like this and you go inland and you have rents, my cousin moved to Arizona and is renting a 3,500 square foot house for himself. And he is paying less than his two kids are paying here for a two-bedroom place that they rent. It's insane. It's absolutely out of control with what people are paying for rent. So let me know. We're supposed to get bad weather. This looks really bad, doesn't it? So let me know what you think so far. I'm going to end this video with these last two things. And the first one is I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. And just remember, guys, what this is all about. And it's all about being happy, being healthy, being together with loved ones. It is not about the gifts. I appreciate everything that you guys sent me. It is absolutely amazing. It is a lost art to write a Christmas card and to sign it and put your name on it and write a special note. And it means so much to me. The coffee, the small tokens, the gifts, everything you guys have sent me means so much to me. And I appreciate it every day that I do this. And I know that there's a little thank you every now and then at Christmas and my birthday. And I always appreciate it. And, there's a few of you out there that really make a big, big difference and supply content every day. And I'm going to finish this with a Dr. Marvin video, Dr. Marvin story on this video, because, again, I don't even believe this, but it's like wild. And this came from Fox, and they were talking about how in-store shopping is making a big comeback, and people are going to spend $24 billion more shopping, at retail establishments this year. That'd be the biggest Christmas ever, if that's true. Now, let's hope it's true. Let's hope that, we get this huge monster shopping year. But I just don't see it, guys. I mean, I think people are buying things. But last week it was that retail establishments are down. And you've got all these bankruptcies and everything. And there's been a record number of corporate bankruptcies this year. But great story. And it's included below. And it'll be the last story on the list. But do you think that people are going to spend $24 billion more this year shopping? I'll be shocked if they do that. It would be the greatest shopping year ever. So please, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, be kind to everybody. Remember, there's people that have it really bad right now. Always like the videos, always subscribe to the channel, and reach out anytime, hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you soon.